Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, it's that time again. Praise the Lamb of God, and we are here. Praise the Lamb of God. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we praise God for you, you, and you. And this day that the Lord has made, we rejoice and be glad in it, for we know no one else made it but him. No one could have made it but him, and no one can see us through this day but the living God. I thank God for each of you today that's calling in, that's chiming in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yesterday we celebrated National Administrators Day, and I want to say thank you again to all of our administrators at PSM, at Truth Christian Assembly. One of them just so happens to be my darling dear daughter, Angelique Shakespeare Williams. Praise the Lamb of God, and I thank God for her. Especially why? Because she's been my administrator longer than anyone else. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sat in that seat for many years now since she was a young girl, and I thank God that she has submitted to training, and now she's one of the best, praise the Lamb, She's one of the best, praise God. I'll put her up against anybody. And when it comes down to her function and her performance, she is a wonderful daughter. But the ones that serve us on PSM every day, praise the Lamb of God. I want to thank God again for them. Hallelujah. Lisa, praise the Lord. Carolyn, hallelujah. Maginice, Valerie, thank God for these mighty women of God who not only assist, praise the Lamb of God, administratively, but spiritually. They prophesy, praise the Lamb of God, to people on the page. They speak in to people's lives. They're intercessors. They're praying, praise the Lamb of God, without ceasing for others. And I just thank God for their effortless, praise the Lamb of God, energy that they put forth and their tirelessness, praise the Lamb of God, in doing what God would have us to do in this season. So I take my hat off to them and to our first assistants, praise the Lamb of God, Jacqueline McDuffie and Charlotte Johnson, praise the Lamb, and James Williams, and boy, it's one more, Mika, praise the Lamb of God, Mika, praise the Lamb of God, all of them, I thank God for so much, for all that they do, praise the Lamb of God, in assisting, because everybody need a backup person, somebody who you know have your back when you're not feeling well, when you're tired and fatigued, when you have to take time off and this, that, and another. I take time out to show appreciation. I am grateful, 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 because I know God didn't have to send them my way, and I recognize, praise the Lamb of God, it's not me. I don't pay them, praise the Lamb of God. It is the love of God, pray, and the favor of God that's on me, that he has favored me with the dream team. And I thank God for each of them. Many are trying to duplicate, praise the Lamb of God, but they can't do it because they can't find the dream team. The dream team comes through a vision of God. The dream team comes, praise the Lamb of God, as the result of you obeying God's voice and not your fleshly desire. When you do, praise the Lamb of God, what God commands you to do, when you go in his direction, hallelujah, there is a grace that is supplied, praise the Lamb of God, for you to walk in. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I thank God for his supernatural, superimposed supply in my life of favor and grace with man, praise the Lamb of God, and with God. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He has adopted us, praise the Lamb of God, by his blood into the royal family of God, and we cannot be disinherited. Somebody ought to say amen about that. We are incorruptible seed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are a seed that is incorruptible, planted in God. Hallelujah. Planted in the soil of God. We are watered by the Holy Spirit, cultivated, praise the Lamb of God, by God himself, who is the husbandman. I thank God for each of you today that you are part of the family of God. If you're not, I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is acknowledge your sins, repent of your sins, turn from them, turn to God, and receive salvation. Salvation belongs to you. It is your right. Praise the Lamb of God. Christ died to make it possible for you to be saved. Don't be duped into believing that everybody's going to heaven. See, the devil is a liar. Y'all saw that? Praise the Lord. Soon as you start teaching that good word, soon as you start telling somebody to be saved, the line just drop. Praise the Lamb of God, without me touching it, doing anything, any kind of movement, it just dropped. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm going to tell you again that Jesus loves you. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you can repent of your sin, turn from it, praise the Lamb of God, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and be baptized, you shall be saved. Praise the Lamb of God. Let no one dupe you. Let no one bamboozle you into believing you're going to be saved. Do what you want to do. Live the way you want to without repentance. Repentance must come, praise the Lamb of God, in order for you to inherit eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, brothers and sisters, praise God. Oh, my goodness. The Lord is just so good. The Lord is just so wonderful. Praise the Lamb of God. I made this announcement on my page, and I want to share this with somebody right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody, praise God, has been waiting on the manifestation for a very long time. You've been waiting. You've been holding on. The naysayers have talked about you. Praise the Lamb of God. They have backstabbed you. They have given up on you. They have turned their backs on you. Praise the Lamb of God. But you've held on because you knew what God had promised. Praise the Lamb of God. You look stupid in their eyes. Hallelujah. You look ridiculous. But now it's your time. It's your season to be blessed. And there's nothing they can do about it. There is nothing they can do to hinder what God is about to do for you right now. Praise the Lamb of God. There is a release over your life. Hallelujah. Somebody shout release. There is a release over your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And all that was held up, you have warred in prayer. You have assisted, praise the Lamb of God, in the spirit. You have done your part. And now, praise the Lamb of God, the shower blessings, hallelujah, is coming to you. Now it's raining on your side of the street. Now it's raining in your house. Now it's raining upon you. Now the glory cloud, hallelujah, is replacing the dark cloud. The sun is shining, the S-O-N sun is shining upon you. Get ready, get ready, get ready to receive what God has for you. God is ready to bless you now. Praise the Lamb of God, and I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about what God is doing for you today. Praise the Lamb of God, breaking the strongholds. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, destroying the works of the enemy by the breaker's anointing. Hallelujah, the anointing of the Lord, it destroys the yoke. It grinds it to powder. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I rebuke every witchcraft spirit. I rebuke every spirit of rebellion. I rebuke every spirit that comes up against the people of God in this hour. Satan has no place. Your demons have no place. Your imps have no place. Your spirit has no place over the lives of the people of God. Hallelujah. I pray the blessing of the blood covering, hallelujah, of the covenant of Jesus Christ over the saints of God today. Praise the Lamb of God, that we will walk in white. We will walk in prosperity. We will walk, praise the Lamb of God, victoriously, because we're more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave his life for us. We are, praise the Lamb of God, the children of the Most High God. We are the children of the Most High God. We are the children, praise the Lamb of God, of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And we give praise, honor, and glory, praise the Lamb of God, to each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As God continues to bless in the only manner that anyone can but God. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm happy for you. I'm shouting the victory for you right now. I'm shouting the victory for you right this minute, because I know that God is releasing to you. Open your hands wide. Praise the Lamb of God. Open your hands wide. Stretch them to the Lord and receive from God today what God has in store for you, because it's more than enough. Hallelujah. It's more than enough. Praise the Lamb of God. I speak overflow. I speak abundance. I speak greatness. Hallelujah. I speak meal barrels overflowing. I speak pantries filled. I speak new clothes and closets, new cars and driveways, hallelujah, and parking lots. Glory to the Lamb of God. I speak, praise the Lamb of God, brand new over your life. brand new over your life. I speak greater blessings than you've ever experienced before over your life in this season. This is the season of the promises of God. This is the season of great manifestation. This is the season that the saints of God who's been waiting, walking through the fire, walking through the flood, but continuing in God. You've been in your wilderness place. You've been in lack. It's our season, saints, to rejoice in God. The Lord spoke to me this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And told me, son, I'm about to bless you. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke to me this morning. Son, I'm about to bless you with lump sums. Hallelujah. Not small, but lump sums. Hallelujah, saints of God. It's our time. It's our season. And the devil can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah. Somebody tell the devil to go sit on attack. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And have our attack by himself, because he is through. His time is well spent. He has shot. Praise the Lamb of God. His last arrow. Hallelujah. And now is God's time. It's God's turn. And it's turning towards his people. I love you today. I love you today. I bless you today. Boy, what a mighty God we serve in this place. Praise the Lamb of God. Whoa, boy, I'm on fire already. It's Thursday. It's Word Day. Boy, well, I'm right in the vein. Am I not? Praise the Lamb of God. It's prophetic Word Day today. I feel the hand of the Lord. I'm not by myself. I know somebody feel God today. Praise the Lamb of God. I know you feel God, as the old people used to say, stretching out in me. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel the Lord stretching out in me today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, let's go to prayer. Let's go to prayer. Let's go to prayer. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Where's an intercessor today? Where is somebody who can stand in the gap? Push one on that telephone dial. Praise the Lamb of God, and come on and lead us to the throne of grace today. Where is the intercessor? Uh-oh, there's one right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 504, who's calling? Erico 504? You push one on your dial. Sorry. Who's calling?
Yes, this is Tamika. Sorry, my phone was on mute. Good morning, Prophet.
Hi, Tamika. How are you doing today?
I am great in the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, the Lord is moving mightily, girl.
Yes.
Tell me something God doing in your life right now. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I want to hear what God is doing.
God is good. God is good. Just one thing, just this morning. Of course, I have my phone back on and my bills are paid now. And even for my bill is due every 7th. But I praise God for a negative balance, as in the phone company owes me money for a credit for this month. So my next bill is not due to June, and I praise God for that.
Jesus.
God is just moving. A young lady who we've been praying for and sowing seeds into and just witnessing to her over and over, and discipleship group has given her life to Christ, and we will be baptizing her sometime this week or next week, and I just thank God for moving in her life. The chain and the scales are falling off of her eyes, and you can see the change, and I thank God that she's going to influence many people around her.
Hallelujah.
We just praise God.
Hallelujah. It's time for that sort of revival, too, daughter. Pray. I knew you had something to say in your belly that was going to leap in mine. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I looked at one of my bills last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Opened the bill, looked at it, trying to see how much I owe. And I got a credit of about $200-something with my consumer energy.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I got a credit. I'm not in the negative. They owe me. Praise the Lamb
That's
of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. And that right there will last me probably about 4 months. Praise God. It's the little that I burn. You know what I mean? That's going to last me almost about 4 months. That I don't have to pay that bill. God is awesome the way he does. God is just an awesome God. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for the saints today. Tamika, I'm excited about your present, but I'm more excited about your future as you continue to witness, praise the Lamb of God, and win souls for the Lord. Wise is he that wins souls unto the Lord. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. God looks at that, and he will release the blessings upon you. Come on, pray for us today. Hallelujah. Lead
yes,
us in
sir.
God bless you. Glory to Jesus.
God, we honor your presence, Lord Hallelujah. God, and we just thank you, Lord God, that your spirit is going forth in the earth, Lord God. We glorify your name this morning, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for repentance, Lord God, as the spirit of repentance is going out, Father God, calling your people forth, Lord God, to draw to their knees, Lord God. We say, Lord God, that we're sorry, Father God, and we, Father God, we repent and we're turning now from our ways, Lord God, of sin, that we no longer be bound to the world, Lord God, but when we walk, Father God, as servants and slaves of righteousness, Lord God. We give your name glory this day, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for those who don't know you, Lord God, and the pardon of their sins, Lord God, that Father God will hear wisdom calling out in the streets, Lord God, for repent, for the kingdom of the Lord is at hand, Lord God. May we, Father God, truly fall down on our knees and say that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Savior, for the Lord has sent him, and there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. So, God, we honor your Son this day, Lord God, and we say we magnify the name of Jesus today. We pray, Father God, we thank you for the breakers anointing that are up upon your people, Lord God, that they're going out, Father God, with the torches and the flames of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, setting, Father God, the world on fire for your glory, that, Father God, people, Lord God, are coming by the thousands, by the droves, Lord God, into the churches, Lord God, into the altars of the world, Lord God, saying, Father God, that Jesus Christ is Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the breakers anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for revival, Lord God, that's hitting this earth, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that your people was steadfast, Lord God, in the faith, Lord God, unmovable, knowing your word, Lord God, that's on their hearts, Lord God, studying it, knowing it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ, that they will be encouraged, Lord God, in this season, Lord God, as the enemy wants to, Father God, pluck them, Father God, out of your hands. But we know that there's no depth, nor height, Father God, no angels, nor demons. There's nothing that can separate us, Lord God, from your love. But Father God, we'll be steadfast in you, Lord God, moving, Lord God, in faith, going from faith to faith and from glory to glory, Lord God. Ignite this line, Lord God, this show with profit, Lord God, and all those who will come and speak for your glory, Lord God, that the word, Lord God, will truly, Lord God, be heard, Father God, in their ears, and that it will see your vision clearly, Lord God. We invite you in, Holy Spirit, Lord God. Have your way on this show, Lord God. Let the word, Father God, that you speak, Lord God, Father God, encourage us, people. Give us instructions, Lord God. We seek your face for instructions, Lord God, how to go forth in the earth, Lord God, how to go forth in the churches, Lord God, how to go forth in our personal ministries in the mighty name of Jesus. May we do nothing without you, because apart from you, God, we can do nothing. So we stand, Father God, where we want you, Lord God, like you want us, Lord God. We need you, Father God. We need you, Lord God. We can't move a foot, an inch without you, Lord God. Maybe Father God said, Holy Spirit, fire, Lord God, in your house, and not strange fire. Forgive us, Father God, of vain worship, Lord God. May our worship be acceptable and pleasing and a good-smelling aroma to your nostrils, Lord God. Any way that is offensive in us, Lord God, remove it, Lord God, even now, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for your pastors, Lord God, for your evangelists,
God,
your teachers, and your prophets,
God,
Lord God. They will turn their hearts back to you, their first love, Lord God, and they will pray like never before. They will intercede like never before. That they would have prophetic words, Lord God, stirring up in their bellies, Lord God, never before, Lord God. Not words of man that they will study, Father God, in the flesh, but divine, down low from the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that leads us into all truth, that gives us the interpretation and knows the mind of God, that
yes,
you will
God.
Speak to us, Lord God. You're mighty and awesome, Lord God, and we thank you now even for the revival, Lord God. We don't have to know, have to wonder if it's coming, God. We know that it's coming, Lord God, so we're preparing the ground in worship now, preparing in consecration even now, Lord God. Move by your spirit, Lord God, in the earth ground, Lord God. We thank you when we give your name the praise, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, even now for marriages, Lord God, that are coming back, Lord God, in the sanctity of holiness, Lord God. We bind the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that there be no separation, Lord God, for you have made covenant covenant, Lord God, a binding contract, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus now that they will come back on their knees, praying, Father God, and repenting, Lord God, that the houses shall be led in prayer, Lord God. You, Father God, will be the head of their household, Lord God, and we just give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory this day, Lord God. We magnify your name, God, and we bless you. Holy, holy are you, Lord God. Great and mighty are you, King. In Jesus' name, our glory to your name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name. Hallelujah. For the sincerity of your daughter's prayer. Thank you, Father, today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we release the prophetic anointing on this airway, Father. We bind the devil and, oh, God, over your people today. Hallelujah. That your word go forth. And that as your word go forth, it will enter hearts that's ready to receive. Hallelujah. Break up the fallow ground now, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And let the prophetic word flow, even from your servant's lips, Father, and from my tongue. Hallelujah. As you have gifted me, incline my ears unto you, that you might speak clear word to your people, that your people might be blessed today. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We praise you for this season of promise, this season of release. Hallelujah. Of all that the devil has interrupted, intercepted. Oh, my God, Father. Thank you, Father. We cancel every assignment against us in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name today. Thank you, Father, for the breaker's anointing. Hallelujah. That's breaking the yoke of bondage off of your people. We release it, Father, in the name of Jesus on them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. That the shackles be taken off their feet and their hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Off their minds, Father. That hinder them from thinking clear, from having witty inventions, from causing them to have Zoe life, Father. Hallelujah. Look today, Father. Look today on your children and bless, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody needs you desperately today. Somebody is on, hallelujah, their last leg. Someone, Father, is holding on by a hair string. You are God today. Hallelujah. You are God today. Miracle, signs and wonder working God you are. Hallelujah. Somebody needs healing in their bodies, Father. Somebody's praying for somebody else's healing. Hallelujah. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, let the fire of your power, we send the healing word. Hallelujah. From the be made whole. In the mighty name of he that loved us and gave his life for us, in the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go. Abba. Hallelujah. Precious. Thank you. Deep in love with you, Lord. Tell me, Tamika.
Yes, sir.
Tamika, you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Tamika, praise God for you today. Thank you, sweetheart, for interceding for us all the way down there in the bayou. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for calling in today. Tamika, let me ask you something here. How is your transportation going?
Transportation, like my own, I don't have any, my own car at all.
Don't have a car, do you? Praise the Lamb of God. God
walking
says,
and catching the bus.
Yeah, but that's in the end. God says he's about to give you a car. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. God's going to give you a car. You listen to me good. God's going to give you a car. Okay? Praise the Lamb of God. And then the Lord's going to open the door for you to get another car. And as soon as he gives you the second car, give the first car away. Don't charge the person for it. Find somebody to sew it to and give it to them.
Amen.
This is going to be a quick work, too. You better listen to the prophet. The Lord told me to tell you this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he's about to give you a car. And the car you're going to have, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know what kind of condition it's going to be in. But God's going to open the door to give you another one. Hallelujah. And God said, when you get the second car, sell the first one. Give it away.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Better days are ahead of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about very, very soon. Hallelujah. God's going to open up something for you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to be a blessing to your life. I bless God for you today. Thank you so much for calling in. I love you.
Love you too, Prophet. Thank you.
All right, baby. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of my daughters down in the bayou, Tamika Smith. Praise the Lamb. Thank God for her today. People of God, our God is here on the show already. His hand is upon me. I feel his hand right in the top of my head. Praise the Lamb of God. Right in the top of my head, like he just has his hand just laid there. Hallelujah, and I praise God for his presence today here in this Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, show today in this time. Doors are opening, praise the Lamb of God, and opportunities are presenting themselves. Just got another opportunity, praise God, for a nationwide radio show. Praise the Lamb of God, a station that has contacted me and is interested, praise the Lamb of God, and me developing a show, praise the Lamb of God, out of Selma, Alabama, praise the Lord, plus the television show Angel, and the team is looking at all of that material to see what we can do, praise the Lamb of God, for televised internet, praise God. Oh my goodness, that would be beautiful if you could see me while we're doing this, right? Praise the Lamb. And then also, since we've been on the Word Network just for the interview, I'm already talking to them, praise the Lamb of God, considering some time for a prophetic show also. People of God, God is opening doors for us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and I hope and pray that our meeting and our togetherness is one where, that, praise the Lamb of God, you want to see the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, go all over the globe, the prophetic Word of God, and give God a platform, praise the Lamb of God, whereas that he can speak to people clear words as he do you here every day, praise God, all over the world, praise God, all over this nation, hallelujah, because God is going to bring this to pass. He just needs some faithful people, praise the Lamb of God, to be supportive of the ministry, praise God, hallelujah. And I thank God for those of you who are already, praise God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's so much to talk about when as it relates to God, praise the Lamb of God, our world. Man, I'm telling you, we are in a desperate hour when it comes down to the national front of war, praise the Lamb of God, with all these chemical weapons in Syria and all of that. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, with Korea, North Korea, sitting up looking over at South Korea and all of that kind of thing, and all of these world powers coming together. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is the setup and the ushering in, and you all know it, for the Battle of Armageddon. Praise the Lamb of God. So don't be deceived in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. As you're seeing all of this, praise the Lamb of God, chemical weaponry and all of these talks and threats. When you hear wars and rumors of wars, run to the holy place. That's the word of God. When you hear wars, praise the Lamb of God, and rumors of wars, he says, run to the holy place. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, I just love God today for his forewarnings, for his forewarnings in our lives. Praise the Lamb of God, to help us to adjust our lives. Praise the Lamb of God to what's going on around us. Fear not, my little sheep, he says. Fear not, my children. Praise the Lamb of God, for I am with thee. Hallelujah. That's the greatest word you can ever receive from God. Hallelujah. When he says, fear not, I am with thee. When he says, be at peace, because I am with thee. That is the greatest pronouncement God can make upon your life in any given situation. Lo, I am with thee. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what you want to hear from God, because if he's with you, then everything else will be all right. Praise the Lamb of God, because he's with you. Everything else will work according to his divine will and his divine favor. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my God, I'm excited about my prophetic children. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God that's even on the line today, being so blessed. Oh, my goodness, goodness. Some of them are having technical difficulties, and I recognize that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And what have you. But I know that a lot is going on in the system, praise the Lamb of God, as related to all of these storms and things of that nature, people. A lot of power lines and towers have been knocked out and what have you. And, of course, the energy companies are doing their best to restore as fast as they can, praise the Lamb of God. But from Mississippi, praise the Lamb of God, all the way up, hallelujah, into Chicago, Detroit, New York, all the way over, this storm system that came through really was massive and destructive. Praise the Lamb of God. In his path, people have died. Yes, Lord, people have died. All types of things have taken place. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must recognize, hallelujah, that there are some critical things, praise the Lamb, and challenges of many people when it comes down to them trying to get on the internet and things of that nature. Praise the Lord. Boy, I tell you, whoo, God is moving in the land even as we're speaking, people of God. There are warning signs to us, praise the Lamb of God, for us to make sure, praise God, that we are in place when it comes to our spiritual, praise the Lamb of God, positioning. God, we need to be in place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We need to know our God in this season and not play with ourselves and joking ourselves with ourselves. Praise that. We need to get a little serious about pressing into the presence of God in prayer, praise the Lamb, and recognizing that the most important aspect right now of our spirituality is to make sure that we can hear God in this season, to make sure your spiritual ear is open, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. I touched my ears this morning when I rose and said, Lord, thank you for awakening my ears, my spiritual ears. Thank you for awakening my eyes, hallelujah, that I might see in the spirit realm what you will have me to see, that I might hear in the spirit what you would have me to hear, hallelujah, because if I can't hear, praise the Lamb of God, then God can't warn me. If I can't hear, then God can't direct me. If I can't hear, then God can't bless me. praise the Lamb of God, when opportunities present themselves. And that's where you want to be in this season, people of God. So during our 50-day fast, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, hallelujah. And I say to many of you who have not joined us yet, you can join today. Hallelujah. We're going all the way, praise the Lamb of God, to Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. All the way to Pentecost Sunday, we're going to rejoice in the Lord. 50 days, this fast has been established for 50 days, praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to rejoice, hallelujah, in the Lord with you, that you can join today, hallelujah, and receive the benefits. Praise the Lamb of God. We have another about 2 weeks or so to go. We would love to have you on board with us, praise the Lamb of God, as we fast, praise God, and seek God's face for power, for anointing, that we might do the will of God in the earth realm. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Where's my daughter, Shatwan? Push one on your dial, girl. I need to talk to somebody over there in Chicago. I need a report on last night at the revival. Praise the Lamb of God. Got me on my knees praying. Ain't nobody giving me no reports. Praise the Lamb of God. Hello, Erica 630. Your mic is hot.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we feel.
What's going on over there in Chi-Town?
We tired, Pastor. We real tired.
Y'all been up all night. That's why you're tired. It ain't from preaching.
Yes, we have. We've been up all night in His glory.
Yeah, I recognize that. Now give us a report.
Ooh, well, God met us in the revival. Imagine He came in and prayed the glory down, and your children went forth in ministry. People got healed and delivered and set free, and we was revived tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Was your mother happy?
Oh, she was ecstatic.
My goodness gracious. Was Prophet Darrell there?
Prophet did the facilitating. Yes, he was.
He did the facilitating. Y'all had the glory cloud moving on last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm expecting great things to come out of that revival as we're interceding and praying that God would, praise the Lamb of God, pour a blessing out on you all that will be pre-Pentecost. I want y'all to have a pre-Pentecost experience over there. Yes, Lord.
We had a Pentecostal experience last night.
Y'all had one?
We had one last night. I left that house and I had my sermon ready to go, but when I got to the church, I didn't have no sermon.
My goodness gracious. Praise God. So God had to speak.
He had to speak because I had nothing for the people.
Lord Jesus.
It wasn't my people anyway. It was His people. So He went on ahead and spoke to His people.
Hallelujah. Now, who's up tonight? Who's up at the mic tonight?
Pastor Joseph Roberts is up tonight.
Oh, Pastor Joseph, our friend who opened the doors for us when we come.
Yes, he's up tonight.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Pastor Joseph going to be there. 813 South Pulaski Road. 813 South Pulaski Road, New Beginnings Church, Pastor Gail Johnson, praise the Lamb of God. All of you over in the Chicagoland, make your way to the west side, the best side. Make your way to the west side. Amen. 813 South Pulaski Road, right there at Polk. And you will, praise the Lamb of God, experience the glory along with the New Beginnings ministry and all of the saints that's there. Many of my sons and daughters are there. Praise the Lamb. How did Raphael do last night? Did he do good?
Prophet Raphael got down in that flow and rolled around that flow and preached.
Rolled around in the flow preaching. That sounds just like Raphael. Praise the Lamb of God.
Indeed.
Hallelujah. I'm proud of my sons and daughters. They let it all out. And how about the prophetess girl there? Praise the Lamb. What's her name?
Sandra.
I'm getting y'all names mixed up. I don't want to mess up. How did Sandra do that?
Sandra did wonderful. She had that white train, and the train filled the temple, and the glory filled.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. So we had a time last night. Lamb of God over in Chicagoland. Well, y'all know the Lord didn't shut me in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I just got to stay right here fasting with the Lord. I didn't eat nothing until about 7:30 last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I haven't eaten today. So I'm just in here with the Lord. Shut up. Praise the Lamb of God. Listening to what God is telling me to do in this season. So you all just pray with me as I'm praying for you all. Praise the Lamb of God that the Lord will do a mighty work over there. Praise God. All right.
Yes.
Thank you, baby, for making that report for us, okay? Tell Mama I love her.
I will.
All right now. Praise God. Oh, boy, I tell you, it's just wonderful to hear the testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Tamika comes on and she shares with us someone's getting saved, the outpouring in Chicago of the Spirit of God right there at New Beginnings Church. And people of God, God is moving across the land in your favor and on your behalf. Hallelujah. Where is my son? Praise the Lamb of God. Brett, where you at, man? Praise God. Hallelujah. Is Brett here today? Where is my son, Brett? Praise God. He has a testimony. He might be too excited to give it. Praise God today, but he's going to release it to us because I want to encourage somebody else here about some things. Brett, how you doing, man?
Prophet, you know I'm good, man.
California on the line, people of God. Praise the Lord. We done went from the Bayou to Chicago. Now we're in California. South Coast. Midwest, and now we East Coast. Praise not West Coast.
West Coast.
Out in California here in L.A. Praise God. Brett, tell me something good today, man.
Prophet, you already know that I shared last week that my dad was going in for surgery, for cataract surgery. And me and my sister called me on, right in the middle of the fast, my sister called me on Wednesday, and she said, Brett, I wish you were here, but I know you're here in spirit. What can we do about a fast? Can we fast together? And, immediately I got excited because we already fasted. I'm saying, yeah, all right, this is what we're doing. Let's just go in on prayer. We studied Isaiah 53 and 58 and 2 Peter, and my dad went into surgery on Tuesday, and he woke up this morning, and he sent a text to my sister. My sister sent a text. I called him. He said, man, I haven't. Everything went well. His eyesight, he said, man, I haven't seen this well since 2009, man. He said, I haven't seen this since 2009. He said, I haven't
his
seen
eyes
this well.
So his sight, he got his sight back.
He got his sight back. You know, when he had a stroke 4 years ago, he lost sight in his right eye. So his left eye was getting, was deteriorating a little bit. And the other doctor kept saying, No, you'll be fine. You don't have to have surgery. You don't have to surgery. And the Lord touched my sister, my second youngest sister, and she said, you know what, Dad, let me take you to this doctor in Ann Arbor. And immediately when he got there, they said, you know, you need to have this surgery. And, you know, of course, you know, everybody started, you know, they seem to call me now for more spiritual wisdom and guidance more than ever now. I said, well, we gotta pray in agreement, you know. And I said, trust me, when I put this out to my prophetic family, there's gonna be a lot of people praying for us. So it's nothing to worry about. And I told my dad, I said, Dad, your faith you gotta believe you're gonna be whole. You have to believe that the Lord is gonna heal you and it's gonna be better than what it was before you lost it. Or before it started going away. And you know, his tone began to change. So the testimony today is everything is fine. You know, he might not have sight in his right eye, but he still can see right now. And he spent last night with a patch over his eye, which he couldn't see nothing over the whole night. And you could tell, like, he sounds so refreshed. And another good thing, my second youngest sister, I looked on her Facebook page today, and she really, this is the first time I've ever seen her post scripture on her page. And they're like, really, like, I just, to hear them grow spiritually now is such a blessing, man. It's such a blessing.
My
God.
So a revival is going on in your family.
And my whole family. And so from, you know, we have a hard time. Sometimes, you know, we feel homesick about being back in Michigan and stuff like that, about our family. But our walk right now and through Facebook and through Instagram and through pictures and through the social media thing is allowing so many people to see things through us that they probably will never see. And not only do they see the post every day and the words of encouragement, so my sisters and my family, they're walking in the same path. I mean, not just my family, my cousins and my aunties now are going to Third New Hope.
Telling over.
Worrying.
House.
Man, my aunties have joined Third New Hope. They're going to church on Sunday and listening to Pastor Branch's teaching. And that's just so exciting to see your whole family saying, you know, what can we do? We know we got to pray. We know we should be fasting together. We got to, well, most important thing is in agreement and unity. And now, Prophet, I'm excited because something else happened to us yesterday. You spoke a prophetic word. This was just last week, and you said some things about Jada gonna happen. So Jada went out for a role like 3 weeks ago, probably a month ago, and she didn't get the role. God is so awesome, and he works it out so awesome that she got a part in the project without even having to have a call back, and got a chance to meet one of her. She got a chance to meet Jordan Sparks yesterday in the studio, one of her idols, man. And to see the child's eyes light up, to see somebody who she like, you know, looks up to in singing and to be in a studio in California from what God and we didn't do, you know, it happened. It happened only through God. God created that opportunity. When you said doors open, you sent Stephanie a inbox from just before we even booked the job, and it said, "Tell Jada to get ready." And long
I was waiting on you to say that because I saw the door open. Hallelujah. I went right on the page and put it on Stephanie's page and said, "Tell Jada to get ready."
Tell Jada to get ready. And that was it right there. The child made $1,000, man, in 4 hours of work. I couldn't believe it. Only God can.
How old is Jada?
Jada will be 10 years old. She's 9 years old. She'll be 10 in August, man.
And people of God, this girl 9 years old and she made $1,000 in 4 hours.
Man, and doing something in the studio. So God is moving in our family, and I'm going to tell you, in the beginning of the fast, it usually happens when we start fasting as a family, we get hit with all these different attacks. And I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm telling you, but as we start going into this fourth week and we really start focusing on the word and on the Lord, and we got our shield, and as Dr. J was posting last night about that armor, man, And I just said, you know, as we start tightening up our armor, as we go through this season, you know, you're able to shield off those things a little bit better. You're able to battle. You're battling in the spirit, man. And I got one more testimony, too. I got one of my homeboys called me this morning, and he asked me another thing. He called me and said, "Brett, can you give me some spiritual advice?" So I was able to minister to one of my brothers this morning, man. So I feel good. I'm just like.
See, people of God, testimonies. Praise the Lamb of God about it. I got a car, I got a house, and blah, 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 blah. It's one thing. But when you testify because you see the Spirit of God moving in your family, moving in your relatives' lives, you see their life changing, and not just changing geographical locations and things of that nature, but they're changing. Praise the Lamb of God, because of the power of God that's moving, praise the Lamb of God, that's converting, that's convicting, that's challenging, that's drawing them into the fold, praise the Lamb of God. Those are the types of testimonies you want, because if that is going on, all of the blessings is on the way anyway. Praise the Lamb of God. The family is going to be so blessed. And God is opening doors and things of this nature. Some people don't like to sit and listen to testimonies like this, but I'd rather hear this than I got a new airplane or I got a new car or a new truck or a new house. I'd rather hear that souls are being converted because our world is messed up. We need to know that God is moving in the families. Praise the Lamb of God. That he's drawing people back to him in this season because this is where our prayers are directed right now. Hallelujah. Man of God, you done excited me.
I got one more for you, Prophet. I got one more for you. Now,
Lord Jesus.
Oh Jesus, this will get me excited because I saw that vision about February. I saw a vision. I saw the vision of everybody in Chicago, Imagineese, Carolyn, everybody coming together, Shatwan. I saw them coming together in prayer. I saw them coming together as a coming together in Chicago. And to hear everybody going over to that church right now, it's tickling my soul to death right now. I'm telling you. It's tickling my soul to death right now. Because I saw that vision months ago, man. I saw it. And I'm telling you. I saw Pastor Brad coming in. I saw all the people in Chicago linking up with prophetic truth, and I just saw it. I see something. I just saw it so many months ago. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
My God. Well, let me tell you something, brother. I know you're seeing a rightful vision concerning the gathering, but I got something to tell you that God is speaking about you. Praise the Lamb of God. God says, praise the Lamb of God, that he's ready to give you the glory that you prayed for. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what God is asking you for. God says if you would give him 1 hour every day in private, just you and him, just you and him, from now to the end of this fast, you coming out of here with the glory that you prayed for, with the power that you I won't take it back. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There ain't no way I made that up. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. That's all prophetic word from the throne of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's all prophetic word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for you. And oh, my goodness gracious, the Lord is here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
God. Oh, my God in heaven. Oh, glory to Jesus Christ today. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ooh, I love Jesus today. I just love him. Praise the Lamb. His presence here is so strong. Praise God. Bless you, God. Bless you, God, for your presence today. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. God said by the end of this month, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He said by the end of this month. Britt, you know it's today the 25th?
I know today the 25th.
God said by the end of this month, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to be in a place of financial peace. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I receive it.
I give God glory today. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. He's just so awesome. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. God said, tell Stephanie that he's heard her prayer concerning the children. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh,
and she's praying about the children. God says, tell Stephanie, hallelujah, that I've heard her prayer concerning the children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. The Lord is just here today. Woo! I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I tell you, if you shut up and shut down, hallelujah, and let God talk to you, people of God, he will share, and he will share. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Son. Thank you so much for calling in today. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, now, who told Prophet Daryl he could go on vacation today? Where is Prophet Daryl? Praise the Lamb of God. He probably, maybe he can't get through on his phone line. I think he's here. Praise God. There are so many people that can't get through on their lines today. They're texting me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Prophet, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How are you, Prophet?
Man of God, I'm doing pretty good today, man. The Lord is here on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm sitting up here rocking. I'm just rocking like I'm in a rocking chair. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. And the Lord is speaking, and I'm just thanking God for all that he is and all that he's doing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes,
man of God, what you got to tell me today? What you got to say? Hallelujah. Help me.
You know, that revival on last night was off the meter. The weight of his glory standing in that place. Oh, my God. I could not believe that the weight of the Lord rests in that place like that. And your children, they cut up some terrible last night. I hope the carpet and stuff and the walls will fill up after we left last night. But I just really and truly just thank God, you know, that he allowed me to be a part of this move that he's doing in this season, amen. And I just thank God for it, amen. Because what God is getting ready to take us in this season,
wow.
They're going to be wondering how did we survive in this season.
My God.
One thing I realized, Apostle, that God is just loving on us like he wants to.
Yes, he is, man.
Just loving on us because he was waiting. We thought we was waiting on God, and God was waiting on us. And he's
Woo!
Just loving on us. That's
Woo!
All he's doing. He's just loving on his head. And I thought
you said
God
a word
loving.
There, man of God. Hallelujah. You said, say that again. You said, we thought we was waiting on God.
That's
but
right.
God was waiting on us.
That's right.
My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
And that's why you feel his hand present in your head. I was telling Shatwan that I said, that man heart is cayenne pepper today.
My God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. Let me tell you something, man of God. The way God is moving right now and the things God is speaking to me, the Lord told me some stuff yesterday. Man, I can't even mention. It was just a prophet. Have God ever told you anything, Brett, maybe you, praise him, have God ever told you all anything that just simply blew your mind that you could just say, okay, Lord, I hear you, Lord, thank you for that, but I know you can do it, but it's almost impossible for me to conceive it? That's
my Lord.
God was speaking to me on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, ceases to amaze me, praise the Lamb of God, at the things God will say to me, praise the Lamb of God, that takes me into a realm of constantly asking him who I am. Who am I that you love me like this? That you talk to me like this, that make people think I'm crazy. Praise the Lamb of God. Who am I out of all the people that I know that you talk to me this way? For Prophet Darrell, the Lord told me, he said, I'm going to appear to you and I'm going to sit down and talk to you like two men sit.
Mm.
Now, man, you know that's too much to handle. How do I prepare myself for such a meeting? That's awesome, man. We got a caller here. Let me see who this is. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 864. Your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. This is your daughter in South Carolina. This is Sylvia. How is everyone?
Hi, Sylvia. How you doing, honey?
I am good. I cannot complain.
What's going on?
Oh, just trying to pack. Prophet, I'm trying to pack my house. And so I can be obedient and get ready for this move. Just hanging on.
My God in heaven, you're just hanging on? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, what are you hanging on to? That's the point. Are you hanging on to the Word of God, or are you hanging on to what?
No, to the Word of God, his promises, what he's promised me.
My goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. Well, if you're holding on to that, Hallelujah. You just watched it. While you packing, I'm going to tell you this, praise the Lamb of God. Don't pack your shouting shoes.
Okay, I won't.
Don't pack shoes that you like the holy dance in. Keep them sitting to the side if you're waiting on God. Because as sure as I live, God is coming through. Praise the Lamb of God and do what he said he's going to do. If God said it, praise the Lamb of God. I posted this morning, all his promises are yes, amen. And God is not a man that he can lie. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, speak to my daughter here. Praise the Lamb of God, if you would.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This, I just want to tell you that God said it's all over now. I don't know what's been happening or what's been going on, but God said it's all over now.
He's Hallelujah.
He's ready to show himself mightily and strong in your life. He's getting ready to move this season on your behalf. He's getting ready to upturn some things, overturn some things. He's getting ready to bring in new soil. New soil. And when he says he's bringing the new soil, that means he's getting ready to do some new things. Hallelujah. Certain stuff and some stuff you don't even need to take with you. Hallelujah. Some stuff you just need to get away and allow him to bless you with new. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Before you move anything in the house, you make sure you walk through there with your oil and sling oil everywhere.
Okay, go through my house with the oil.
With that oil and just flying off. And he told me to tell you this, you ain't going to never see another broke day.
Thank
long
you,
as
Jesus.
You live.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're
going to
be 99 years old.
When you said that, prophet, I felt the glory when you said that. Praise the Lamb of God. God told me that he was setting his people up in this season. The way he's blessing, he's setting his people up so that they are getting, he's preparing us for retirement, he said. He said what he's going to give us in this season going to be enough for us to live off of the rest of our lives. Y'all better hear the prophet today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl is in the house with us. Praise the my son Brett is here with us. Praise the Lamb of God from L.A. Prophet Daryl is here from Chicago. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful time we are having here on the show today. Now, many of you are having technical difficulties. Remember now, the number here is area code 646-564-9818. Many people having technical difficulties of getting into the show. My administrators, praise the Lamb of God, are inboxing me, and there are, praise the Lamb of God, people texting me saying, we cannot get through. They can hear on the internet, but they cannot, praise the Lamb of God, get through to on the show. Praise the Lamb. I don't know what is causing that friction, but I know there was a lot of power outages and towers that were down, praise God, that they announced on CNN. Praise the Lord. So people, you just have to bear with it, I guess, until your change come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But thank you. Thank you for being here listening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here listening. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. While you're here. Praise the Lord. God is ready to bless us in a way. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel an unction. Praise the Lamb of God. Daughter Cheryl, to pray with you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you for, hallelujah, her level of faith and trust in you. But, Father, the enemy, hallelujah, according to your word, as the days approach your return, would wear out the saints. And some of us have been through so much. Hallelujah, Father. Some of us have been through so many changes until sometimes, Father, the fabric of our faith wears thin. But I thank you that you're able to strengthen our unbelief, that you're able, Father, hallelujah, to give us, hallelujah, a sign, an indication, praise the Lamb of God, of what you're about to do. So I ask you to move in her life in a special manner right now, Father, praise the Lamb of God. Just give her a dose, hallelujah, a taste, a foretaste, Father, of the blessings that's on the way. We release it to her now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of
Amen.
God. Whoa, wait a minute here.
Amen.
Hold on, baby. Hold on. The Lord is still speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God says you're going to receive a check in the mail, praise the Lamb of God, and this will be the sign to you that he is with you. Wait a minute. God says, take the money and use it for your move. Don't give it to a mortgage company or nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. Take the money and use it for the move that you're about to do. Praise God, because he is moving you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Praise God. He's going to give you money to move with. So know what the money is for, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. You be blessed, daughter.
Right. Thank
Don't
you,
forget
Father.
To pay your tithes and sow your seeds, though.
I will.
All right. I don't want you to fall short of that. Many times people of God get excited about what's in their hand that God has given them, and they eat it all up. They consume it, praise the Lamb of God, and they forgot the first words, out your tithes and your offering, praise the Lamb of God. Whatever comes in, you must have. That's the reason why a lot of people are in the condition that they're in, praise the Lamb of God, is because they have failed to tithe. And then, prophet, the Lord dropped on me that a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, when they start tithing again, they don't repent. They just start tithing. I'm going to start tithing. But you have not repented. You have not told God you're sorry for all that you robbed him out of. You have to make amends.
Wow.
We treat God like he our husband or something, you know. We mess up or our wife, and then we don't say we're sorry. We just, you know, just keep on doing, you know, well, let me go in here and cook his dinner and cook him a good dinner. And that doesn't mean I'm sorry. I don't say I'm not going to do that again. So we have to repent of stuff, praise her, and turn from it and make covenant with God that I'm sorry, Father, that I hadn't been doing what I was supposed to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All that you give me, I'm going to give back to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just want to drop that in everybody's spirit. Glory to the Lamb of God. Boy, it's Prophetic Thursday. We are here. Bless you, daughter.
Bless you.
It's prophetic. All right. We are here. Praise the Lamb of God, and the Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. Boy, I just love me some Jesus today. Glory to the Lamb of God. Yes, I do. I just love me some Jesus today. Praise the Lamb. I wanted to talk, you know, but the Lord told me don't teach. He said just flow today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I was going to teach out of the book of Acts, you know, and take us a little further, but God said that he wanted to speak today on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. So I praise God for the prophetic words that's coming forth thus far. Hallelujah. Boy, how much? We still got a good 45 minutes, people of God. Those of you, praise the Lamb of God, that need a word, you're here. Praise the Lamb of God. You can push one on your dial. Hallelujah. And we will speak into your life. Praise the Lamb of God as the Spirit gives us utterance. If you're here, praise the Lamb of God, push one, and we will come, praise the Lamb of God, and minister to you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I praise God for all that he is, all that he's doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I'm seeing my daughter. I hope she's listening to us. Praise the Lamb of God. Jessica Jenkins. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Help is on the way. Somebody messing up there. Praise God. Help is on the way, daughter. Hold on. Don't give up on God. Trust him. Praise the Lamb of God. Help is on the way. Hallelujah. That's what I hear in the spirit for you. Help is on the way, Jessica. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, It's your show. Have your way today. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. The Lord is speaking, people. God said he's going to bring, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, this is for all of us. God said to tell the people he's going to bring a greater understanding of his will for your life, praise the Lamb of God, for our lives in this season. A greater understanding, praise the Lamb of God, is coming, praise the Lamb, for those of us, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Concerning the will of God for our lives, praise the Lamb of God. He's going to give you a greater understanding of what he would have you to do, hallelujah, and how you're supposed to do it, praise the Lamb of God. Lord, you're an awesome God in this place. People of God, never think God does not have a plan, praise the Lamb. Never think that God does not have a plan, praise the Lamb of God, in place for your life. I know the plan that I have for you, says the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, that they are good and not evil. Yes, God, and that they have an expected end. God's plan has an expectation on it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh, God, bless your name today, hallelujah. You're an awesome God. Father, have your way. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl, at any time you can jump in. Hallelujah. Speak.
I want to tell that young lady that I was sitting up here, and I heard the Lord say he's getting ready to bring you into your wealthy place.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him. Allow your blessing to overtake you in this season. And the reason why, he said you have been faithful over a few things. Now he's getting ready to make you ruler over many here. I don't know why I saw you. It just seemed like I just saw you climbing up these steps here. Glory be to God. And as you begin to climb these steps here, glory be to God, God said that he's moving you higher, higher, and higher in him. Hallelujah. And see, the folks that you saw with you is not going to be with you in this journey, in this journey here, all because he said they're not ready for where I'm getting ready to take you. Hallelujah. He's going to allow jealousy to come from around you all because he says you've been having people that's been so jealous of you to where they've been trying to come against you in the realm of the spirit. And they've been trying to hold you back. And God said, all because they've been trying to hold you back, he's getting ready to cut them off.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, I'm telling you, God is doing some amazing things for us in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. This is something that God tells us, the prophets have a whole show, and the people can't get on the line, praise the Lamb of God, to receive that word. Hallelujah, to be able to push one on that dial. Praise God. I just love Jesus today. Praise God. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. There's some stuff turning around. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know if my daughter Lily is listening. Praise God. She normally listens to a computer and stuff. But I want Lily to know, praise the Lamb of God, that God is turning some things around. Praise the Lamb of God in your life. Hallelujah. That concerns you. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. I see some debt cancellation, praise, that has haunted you, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. That's been on your back. I see God, praise the Lamb of God, canceling the debt for you, praise the Lamb, and restoring your integrity, restoring, praise the Lamb of God, your credit status, praise the Lamb of God, because there's some things that you're going to have to purchase, and God don't want it in nobody's name but yours. Praise the Lamb of God here in the near future. He don't want you to need a co-signer for anything. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to bless you tremendously. He don't want you relying on a man. Praise the Lamb of God who was going to keep throw it back up in your face about what he's doing, and his name is on it, and this, that, and another. God is going to bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To cancel all of that past mess. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In this day, in this time. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Lisa and James. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope Lisa is still listening. Praise God. I know she's at work. Lisa and James. Praise the Lamb of God. God is about to bless you all with some more property. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's going to be another level of income for you all. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't see a house. I see a complex. Praise the Lamb of God. That income is going to come into your hands. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A piece of real estate that God is going to bless you with. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to bring income into the house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be able, Lisa, praise the Lamb of God, to bring you off the job so that you can enter into the full-time ministry that God has called you to. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I see that ministry birthing. Praise the Lamb of God. There's some labor pains going on right now concerning that ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. James, Lisa, I'm talking to you today. Praise the Lamb of God. There's some birthing pains going on. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some things are trying to stop that baby from coming down that birth canal. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's coming forth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's coming forth. The water is going to break, and you will deliver that ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a must need in the city of Detroit. That ministry is a must need in the city of Detroit, says the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ. Praise God. My daughter Amanda, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is calling your name in my spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Amanda, down in the bayou, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. God is doing a perfect work in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. And there is going to be, hallelujah, a time and a season, praise the Lamb of God, that you too are going to have to come off the job, praise the Lamb of God, for full-time employment by God, that God is going to employ you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in the things that he would have you to do. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that concerns Beacon Light, praise the Lamb of God, that concerning Beacon Light, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I'm telling you now, something is going to bust, praise the Lamb of God, burst forth, praise God, just like the levees did, praise the Lamb of God, down in New Orleans. Something is going to break forth in the spirit, praise the Lamb of God, concerning Beacon Light, hallelujah, and there's going to be a lot of people that's going to have to be put in place, hallelujah, quickly, hallelujah, that they're going to have to place on salary because of what God is about to do, praise the Lamb of God, through the man of God, hallelujah, and the woman of God that's shepherding you all and leading you all into these green pastures, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a revival, praise the Lamb of God, is breaking forth, hallelujah, in the south. Hallelujah, a revival is going to break forth, praise the Lamb of God, right there where you all are, in Houma, praise the Lamb of God, in Louisiana, Baton Rouge area, a big revival is going to break out, praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Pierce, you're going to need more room. I hope somebody can deliver the word to him, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to need more room. You better be looking for it, praise the Lamb of God. The place you're in is not going to hold what is coming, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. God is speaking today, praise the Lamb of God, because of revival that is about to break out, praise the Lamb of God, down in that area, hallelujah. Change in a generation finna change, hallelujah. And people are coming from the north, east, the south, and the west, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And that house is going to be full, praise the Lamb of God. God is moving by his spirit, praise the Lamb of God. I also see a heavy healing anointing, praise the Lamb of God, breaking forth, hallelujah, and changing a generation, praise the Lamb of God, there in Baton Rouge. A heavy healing anointing is going to break forth, and this healing anointing is going to be so strong, praise the Lamb of God, that people are going to leave change, hallelujah, so changed until they're going to have to tell it. They're going to have to share it, praise the Lamb of God, and others are going to come seeking, hallelujah, the oil that's on change, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I won't take it back, hallelujah. Get ready for expansion. Get ready, praise the Lamb of God, for the revival explosion in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, prophet, talk. Hallelujah. I need some water here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise. Woo! Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Apostle, as you were speaking, I heard the Lord say, it's getting ready to be a changing of the guard.
My God, my God.
God is getting ready to change people off their job. When folk is being rude and nasty, God is getting ready to take them down and put some folk up there where they can help somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Getting ready to open up many businesses. Hallelujah. I just see the Lord just open it up. I don't know what this about. It looked like somebody opened up a clothing business. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, and he's going to work it out in their favor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't know what this about, a grocery store. But I see somebody open up their own grocery store here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what this about real estate here, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord say he's been ready to allow somebody to walk into their wealthy place through the real estate agency where they can be able to give houses away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I also heard the Lord said he's getting ready to bless somebody to open up a car lot here. Hallelujah. Where they can be able to bless the believers with cars and trucks and vans and stuff, where they can be able to go around and do ministry work. Hallelujah. I see the people just riding around feeding the people. Hallelujah. Not only that they're giving them natural food, but they're giving them spiritual food as well here. Hallelujah. And that's why the enemy has been holding up the promises that God already released. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said somebody is 3 years behind in what they're supposed to have been doing for the kingdom.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God, my God, my God. 3 years behind. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is moving in such a way right now, prophet, praise the Lamb of God, that if people don't wake up, praise the Lamb of God, blessing going to come and going to keep on rolling. It's going to roll, it's going to hit them, and they are not going to know what to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's going to fall to somebody else because God's going to turn this thing around. God, praise the Lamb of God, is ready, praise the Lamb of God, to turn this thing around. And people of God, we must get positioned and postured in God so that we'll be able to receive what God has, hallelujah, without faltering. My goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. You know, prophet, as you was talking, praise the Lamb of God, I could see the changing of the guards. I could see God, praise the Lamb of God, literally bringing people off the stage of life, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and telling the back row, not the front row, the back row, the forward, praise the Lamb of God. People who have even been thought about, praise the Lamb of God, is about to come center stage. God is about to use a different type of person. Now watch this, people of God. I want you to watch this. It's going to happen, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in the natural realm too, praise the Lamb. You're going to see a change of the gods in a lot of these places, praise the Lamb of God. You're going to be walking in talking about, who is that? Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to be walking in, you're going to be turning on your television. Who is that newscaster? I don't know them. Who is this on this channel? Praise the Lamb of God. Who is these new people? Praise the Lamb. God is going to bring some saints forward. that's going to know their God. Hallelujah. God is going to bring some saints forward who are not going to be ashamed of their God. God is going to bring some saints forward that's going to know they got there by God, that they didn't get there on their own ingenuity, their talents, their gifts, their looks, their sexuality, their whoring, their doing things behind the doors, sleeping with the producers, that didn't get them there. Going up the ladder of success, sleeping with everybody, that didn't get them there. But it was God that delivered them into the place that they're in. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a new day in Zion. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb today. Woo! Prophet, I saw it just as clear when you said it. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus today. My God, my God, my God. What an awesome God. I can't wait for the gathering. I can't wait till November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Hallelujah, there in Chicago. I can't wait when all of us come together. Brett was talking about it earlier, that he had a vision of us coming in. Praise the Lamb of God. He saw the saints marching in into the place, praise the Lamb of God, in that hotel. Hallelujah. God's going to do this for us, and we're going to come in there, praise the Lamb of God, and there's going to be an outpouring. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to see the manifestation of God this year like never before. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our testimonies when we leave Chicago going to be different than they was last year. Praise the Lamb. It's not going to be about what we receive, praise the Lamb of God, in words. It's going to be about what we receive in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. I know it's a real reason why, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we have now, as our theme for this year, praise the Lamb of God, warring, hallelujah, in the spirit for our prophetic promises. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. We're coming in war gear. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So you just want to get to the flea market or wherever you got to go and get your uniform. Praise the Lamb. Get your war gear. Hallelujah. Any kind of war gear you want to wear. Praise the Lamb of God. Desert storm, desert rain, desert cats, whatever you got. Praise the Lamb of God. You want to come looking like, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, Spartacus or Troy? Come on, praise the, put your war gear on, praise the Lamb of God. Because we're going to be warring in the spirit for the glory. We're going to be warring in the spirit for the promises. We're going to be warring in the spirit for the power, hallelujah, for the word to come forth, for direction on how to win this nation back to God. I need some serious saints this year. Praise the Lamb of God. I need some serious people this year. Hallelujah. I'm going to press their way. Hallelujah. And do what it takes. Praise the Lamb of God to get there. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell's going to be there. Hallelujah. Other prophets from around the nation is coming. Hallelujah. I got my warfare pastor. I already called him and told him, man, I need you. Hallelujah. Come set the table of the saints in warfare. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, is going to be a time. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to get, praise the Lamb of God, Bishop Husband to come. Hallelujah. He wrote all these books on fasting and praying. Praise the Lamb of God. So we can get into the depths of that. Hallelujah. So that we'll know when we're going to fast, that when we come out of the fast, we will have what we went in for. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. Y'all done messed me up today. Hallelujah. I'm all off balance. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But I hear God speaking just as clear that it's our time, it's our season, it's our turn, and things are turning around in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And amen. Woo! Oh, God, 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 God. What a mighty God we serve today. Praise the Lamb of God. What you hearing, prophet? Come on, talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God.
You know what, Apostle? I was just sitting up here and
as you were talking, we were talking about the changing of the guard. And when the Lord said he's getting ready to pull some of them folk down, folk that's well known in the industry, God is getting ready to pull them down and pull them folk that really got an anointing, that really walking in their gift and in their calling for prosperity and for the prophetic anointing that's upon them. He's getting ready to snap some of them folk down, hallelujah, and getting ready to push them other folk right on up to see. The thing is, a lot of them people that's up there, they serving with their Illuminati stuff.
Lord,
how much? To allow his gift to be tainted any more longer.
My God in heaven, hallelujah. All this witchcraft and all this mess going forth, praise the Lamb of God. You can feel the demons off the television. You can turn to a station and look at a movie and feel satanic presence coming through your television. If you got the spirit of discernment, your skin start crawling at some of the stuff that they're doing, praise the Lamb of God, trying to penetrate the atmosphere of the saints, praise the Lamb of God, and of the people to seduce them, praise the Lamb of God, into all of this mess that the devil has released in this season that's so fleshly, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But God is going to turn this thing around. Praise the Lamb. Now, they made one mistake. They forgot that this is God's house. This is God's land. This is God's people that they're playing games with. And God is going to turn this thing around. Praise the Lamb of God. When you sit and think that God is not in it, you have made a grave mistake. When you think God does not care, you have made a grave mistake. When you think you can make money without, praise the Lamb of God, reciprocity, and you have done wicked and evil to make it, surely God is on his way to your house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just watch what God do. Praise God. That's why you got them running around like rabbits right now. Praise the Lamb. Before they can put their hand on one thing, something else is happening. Praise God. I prophesied this was going to be this way. Praise the Lamb of God. Catastrophic events is happening all over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They can't put their hand on one thing before another thing takes off. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because God is trying to get their attention. Don't you know, people of God, when there's evil in the city, when there's trouble in the land, the Bible says, has not God caused it? If there's trouble in the land, has not God caused the trouble? Praise the Lamb of God to get the attention of the people, to draw them back to him. Praise the Lamb of God. And before it's over with, it's going to be more than Obama saying, let's pray for our nation. It's going to be more than him saying, let's pray. Just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to hear prayer everywhere. I have never... A prophet, praise the Lamb of God. Brett, I have never seen so and heard of so many prayer calls in all of my life. I'm telling you, there's prayer calls everywhere now. People are praying. Praise the Lamb of God. God is driving people back to him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Even now we're orchestrating for the National Day of Prayer. Hallelujah, to have simultaneous prayer going all across the country. Prayer calls going all at the same time, all across the country. Never before have we done this. We've talked about it, but we've never done it. But God is moving by his spirit, praise the Lamb of God, saying if it's going to turn around, it's going to turn around because you all have went down on your knees, praise the Lamb of God. If it's going to turn around, it's going to turn around because you have went down on your knees in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, seeking the face of the Almighty God, seeking his will, praise the Lamb of God, seeking his direction, seeking his word, and stop relying upon ourselves, hallelujah, our own ingenuity, our education, our own knowledge, praise the Lamb of God, without the wisdom and the word and the will of God, hallelujah, and doing it his way. so that God will get glory out of everything that's done. God is supposed to get glory out of everything that's done, people of God. Everything, if a building is built, God should be getting glory for the technology, for the architectural design, praise the Lamb of God. A new computer come forth, God should be getting glory for it. Hallelujah. Man has robbed God of his glory, but they forgot the word of God that the Lord said, I will not share my glory with another. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is that the word of God, prophet?
Yes, sir. You're speaking the truth.
Hallelujah. God said, I will not share my glory with another. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise. You better understand it. So when you start glorying and doing things and things, you're doing it, praise the Lamb of God, and your company and your ministry and your church and your, and you all got it going on, you're on the threshold of a slip and fall. Praise the Lamb of God. You're on the threshold of a slip and fall, and it's not going to be because God made the ground wet. He's going to pull the rug right from under your feet. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to let you see that your budget is not upholding you. He's going to allow you to see that the dollars that's coming across your table, praise them, coming into your hand, is not what's sustaining you. There are some things that can happen to you that money cannot change. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't believe me? Catch cancer and see. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There are some things that money can't do nothing about. Praise the Lamb of God. Let the earth open up and swallow your house. Hallelujah. In an earthquake. Let the flood come. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There are some things money will be floating in the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Along with you. Hallelujah. There are some things money can't do nothing about. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better trust in God. You better trust in Christ your Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he is the only way and the only means of salvation. He is your deliverer. Hallelujah. He is your strong tower. He is your banner. Hallelujah. That he wave over you, letting the enemy know that you belong to him. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout, wave your banners over me, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Let your banners wave over me. Hallelujah. Go on, talk, prophet. What you saying? Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir.
I thought you were speaking. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You said, wave your banner over me, Lord. I want the Lord to wave his banner over me.
Wave his banner over me. Praise the Lamb of God. God, our banner. Hallelujah. God, our banner. The great El Shaddai waving his banner over his people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Jocelyn, I don't know if you're listening. Go ahead.
I just heard the Lord say, he's getting ready to take some of these big preachers down and allow you to come forward.
Lord, man, boy, don't Cali raised that off.
I want to stick some of your bubble just
get me assassinated. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
God is going to allow you to walk into your own network.
My God in heaven, there you go again.
So many people have gotten to a place where they're looking for something so tangible, and they got so caught up in this money thing to where therefore they are scared and they're ashamed to bless the people of God. They made a vow to God, God, if you bless me, God, if you do this, I'm going to do this. And God said they have not kept their vow. And
Hallelujah. The
Bible is better to have a millstone hung around your neck and cast over into the sea before you make a vow to God and break it.
Yeah, man, you're right about that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Praise God. My God, my God, my God, what God is doing in this season. I receive it, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Josh, and you're listening. Change, change, change. Change, change, change. A change has come over you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is changing things. Praise the Lamb of God. And you need to just relax. Praise the Lamb of God and let God make the changes that he's making in your life. Praise the Lamb of God, because God has plans for you. Hallelujah. And the plans God has for you, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Blind, unspiritual people will never be able to see. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And they won't be able to know what God is doing with you. Praise God. And normally when God's plans come forth, it upset man's plan. Praise the Lamb of God. You better listen to the prophet today. Praise the Lamb of God. When God's plans come forth, praise the Lamb of God, 9 times out of 10, it's going to upset man's plan. Praise the Lamb of God. He's not going to like what God. That's why Herod, praise the Lamb of God, when he heard that Jesus was born, when a Savior was born, he knew that was going to upset his plans. He ordered all the kids to be killed. That's what men do, praise the Lamb of God, when they're in fear that they're about to lose their foundation. They don't call on God. Praise the Lamb of God. So you better understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. You better understand what God is doing in your life right now. Praise God. He has a plan for your life out there in that region. Praise the Lamb of God. And many ain't going to understand what he's doing with you. Praise God. But you're going to have to cast fear to the side, knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that perfect love casts out fear. God has a perfect love for you. Your love must be perfect for him. Praise the Lamb of God. When your love is perfect for God, praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm going to tell you this out of experience. Hallelujah. And I know I'm talking in the spirit. When your love is perfect for God, it supersedes man's will. It supersedes anything that man can tell you or share with you or give you directives in. Praise the Lamb of God, because your love is perfect with God. He is your first love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And many is not going to understand what God is doing. Hallelujah. But you got to do what God is telling you to do. Hallelujah. In this season, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! I love Jesus today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Man of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Man of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl.
Yes,
Prophet Daryl, you messed up yesterday. I want you to know that.
I messed up yesterday.
Yeah, you messed up yesterday, Prophet Daryl. Praise the Lamb of God. You know why? You when you obeyed God and you started talking about you that the Lord told you to sow into my ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You messed up and made the prophet bow on his knees for you.
Well,
you didn't know that, did you, Prophet Daryl? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Man of God, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Something is going to come into your hands. Hallelujah. That's bust your vest. Praise the Lamb of God. Get ready for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to bless you in a way so that you can be a real sower. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to bless you in a way that you can be a real sower of seed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As you go. And that, praise the Lamb of God, your voice can be taken to the places that God desire your voice to be in. You have done some things, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and have really, should I say, praise the Lamb of God, have not required much in order for you to come, praise the Lamb of God, and empty out for people. Praise the Lamb of God. God is raising your status. Hallelujah. God is raising your status. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb. You're going to fly, and you're going to fly in first class. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You coming out of coach, that's off coach buses. Praise the Lamb of God. You coming out of coach, that's off coach trains. You coming out of coach, that's off coach planes. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to bring you first class. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I see you ministering, not just in these areas, praise the Lamb of God, in this country, but I see you crossing over the waters, praise the Lamb of God, going into other countries. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, where real blessings are going to come to you, praise the Lamb of God. Nigeria is going to be a spot for you, praise the Lamb of God. Someone very wealthy there that's just flourishing in money, praise the Lamb of God, is to bless you, hallelujah, in a big way, praise God. Nigeria is going to be a spot for you, praise the Lamb of God. The capital of Nigeria is going to be a spot for you, praise the Lamb of God. Government officials are going to come here, praise the Lamb of God, what you got to say, and some of them is going to pull you to the side for you to give them prophetic word, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And when you speak to them, they're going to reward you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus today. The Lord is moving. My God, my God. The Lord is moving on the show today. The Lord is speaking. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know saints should be happy. If they're not happy, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Saints should be happy. If they're not happy, praise the Lamb of God. Brett put on the page a first-class ministry prophet there. Brett just put on the page a first-class man. I don't know why he didn't say it. He on the phone with us. He put it on Facebook, a
first-class ministry prophet. Hey, I'm all for it.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, praise the Lamb of God. All you got to do is just be ready for the move of God, people of God. Hallelujah. A lot of people be saying, you know, I don't know this, and I don't know why, I don't know this. And God is saying, because you're not ready for it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. If you're not ready to receive what God has for you, and you can't take the pressure. See, a lot of people want to ride high, praise the Lamb of God, but they walking low.
Ooh,
I think I said something, prophet, there. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of people want to ride high, but they walking low. Praise the Lamb of God. They low in their own self-esteem. They low, praise the Lamb of God, in their faith. They low in their courage. Hallelujah. Ooh. If you're gonna go with God, you better get ready to go up against Goliath.
Yes.
That's right.
And ain't nobody going to be on the battlefield but you.
Amen.
Hello, Lightbulbs. The army might walk out there with you, but they only going to go so far. You hear what I'm saying, Dale?
Yes, sir.
But they only going to go so far with you. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a point, Brett, hallelujah, when Jesus come walking in your storm, that you got to get on the water and walk to them by yourself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A lot of people in the boat with you ain't going out there with you. They're going to say, okay, you go. They're going to see you walk the water and still ain't going to come where you at.
Oh, God.
You ever wonder, Prophet Darrell, if Peter got out that boat and started walking to Jesus, if I had been in that boat, I would have said, Lord, can I come too?
Hallelujah.
Then nobody else jump up. They just stood there looking.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. You better understand that. When you get ready to go, you got to make up a mind that you're going to go alone. If you're going to organize something for God, you better go at it like you are going to be the one that God's going to use to sustain it. Because if you depend on people, you better take it from my experience. They will walk away from you.
Yes, they will.
People will leave you for nothing.
Sure will.
They will leave you out of gossip. They will leave you. Somebody will lie on you and they'll leave you. You better listen to the prophet.
Like they did me like that. They did me like that when I was pastoring. You know, some nets got stirred up. You know, they gossiping was talking about I was telling the folks business. And they end up leaving the church. And I was in that church by myself trying to pay that rent, and you know, and it was really hard on me. So I had asked God that he will he relinquish my pastoralship for this season. And he told me yes. And I was spiritually, I was homeless. I was spiritually homeless. I didn't even have a church home. I was going to church, but I didn't have a permanent church home.
My God, my God.
Lord had blessed me to go to this church and allow me to deposit a praise and a dance back into this ministry. And, you know, my season is almost up there because I got to move.
Yeah. Yeah, God's got other plans for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you will shepherd a congregation again. Praise the Lamb of God. But you're going to have to see one of your problems, praise the Lamb of God, is you're too friendly. You and I got the same problem. We're too friendly. We love people. You're going to have to be a little more standoffish. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to have to walk in front of the sheep and not and lead them and not walk with them. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I stood up. I got a prophet called me from Atlanta and told me, he said, Jezebel is on her way to your church. She got long hair, and she's going to tear your church up. That's what he told me, just like that. He said, and this is going to happen soon. She on her way to your church. Man, you talking about got the watch on. Man, listen to me. I had the watch on, Doc. I went and told the whole congregation. He told me that like on Wednesday. Sunday, I went to the pulpit and told the whole. I said, y'all remember this, I'm telling you now. Jezebel on the way here. She going to sow a seed in this ministry, and the man says he's going to tear up the ministry. So y'all better be ready for it. Man, I'm looking for a visitor or something to come, or a new member. Mm-hmm. One of my members who had been there off and on came through the door that Sunday. Doc had got a new weave, and I didn't pay it no attention.
What you say?
And lied on me. Deacons, trustees, I lost 75 to 80% of my congregation overnight over a lie. Inside of a month after I told them to watch out for Jezebel. Let me tell you something. People will leave you. Praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you something. I have not missed a beat. You want me to tell you why? Because I remember when I started that ministry, I had four people that joined church, and they was all my children. Hallelujah. That night, three more joined. I had seven members. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know what God will do. I know what God can do. Praise the Lamb of God. I haven't missed a beat. Praise God. Now, I'm seeing a returning flight. They're coming back home now. Praise the Lamb of God, saying, we're sorry. We're sorry we left. Hallelujah. You know what they're saying? We can't find the word nowhere like you give it.
Hey.
We can't get teaching like you teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nobody is speaking into our lives the way you were speaking into our lives. Hallelujah. And they're coming with tears rolling down their eyes. People of God, we're out of time. It's a wrap. We've done it again. Praise the Lamb of God. Tamika, thank you for praying. Hallelujah. Brett, you know my son. It's always good to have Brett on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Him and Stephanie is just dear to my heart, and Jasmine and Jalen. Praise the Lamb. We thank God. We continue for a speedy recovery for your father. Prophet Daryl, thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for being here with us today. Hallelujah. Every day, man, you come on, you just excite me. Praise the Lamb of God more and more in the way that you present, and I thank God. Saints of God, I love you. Prophetic truth. Mwah! Prophet, love you. I'm excited about your future. Be blessed now, because God's making everything brand new.
Rolled away. The sunshine is